Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 40th episode of the Dinosaur Podcast. My name is Riley, and today I'll be talking about the Pyroraptor. The Pyroraptor was a dromaeosaur that lived in the late Cretaceous around 70 million years ago. Pyroraptor olympias lived in southern France and Spain and would have been one of the larger raptors in Europe at around 8 feet or 2.5 meters long, 5.5 feet tall or 1.7 meters tall, and nearly 400 pounds or 190 kilograms. Most of the information that we know about Pyroraptor comes from only a few bones that came from two separate specimens that we found in France. During the late Cretaceous, most of Europe was underwater, with most of South and Southeast Europe being completely underwater, and only parts of Western Europe being above water. This created an island chain effect, where dinosaurs that lived relatively close on modern maps would have been completely separated by shallow seas, causing them to evolve completely differently from each other. In 1992, in the region of Provence, France, a wildfire rolled through the Arc Basin. After the fire, a reconstruction team was sent to the basin and ended up discovering some of the bones, including the claws on the feet and the interior wrist bone of Pyroraptor. Once the bones were taken back to the lab, they were prepared by Ronan Alain and Philippe Torquette. After 8 years of research on the bones, they finally described it in 2000 as Pyroraptor, after the Greek and Latin words for fire thief, giving Pyroraptor its name because of the wildfire. After its discovery, Pyroraptor has had a few controversies, mostly around where it lived and how distinct it is from its other similar raptor species in Europe. Some paleontologists have recently claimed that Pyroraptor might not be its own species because of the sparse data that we've collected on the dinosaur. Some of the other controversies is over some fossils that were believed to have been found in Spain. Some of these fossils included some teeth that we believe might have been Pyroraptor, but after later research, paleontologists say that they cannot be certain on whether it was Pyroraptor. So although we know Pyroraptor came from Provence, France, there is still a chance that it lived in other places in Europe. Even though raptors and other dromaeosaurs are pretty rare in Europe, we have found some diversity in the fossil records of these dinosaurs. The largest difference is in the overall style of hunting of these animals. A good comparison is Pyroraptor and Variraptor. Pyroraptor was a very agile hunter, meaning that it probably would have hunted smaller, quick-moving animals, like small mammals and some flying animals, where Variraptor would have had a stronger, stockier build for its size, meaning that Variraptor might have hunted harder-to-catch foods and stronger foods like fish and small dinosaurs. Even though there is some mystery around Pyroraptor, there is still information that we've gained from its discovery. For decades before the discovery of Pyroraptor, paleontologists believed that raptors evolved in North America before migrating into Asia. But recent discovery of Pyroraptor showed some evolutionary traits that were not shared by the North American raptor counterparts. This lack of similarity showed that North American raptors and European raptors shared a common ancestor, but most likely were completely separate evolutionary stories. So today's dinosaur news is some new research about a dinosaur that we already knew. So Mimetrosaurus was a Chinese sauropod that lived about 162 million years ago, and we already knew that its neck was very long, and recent research that was just done shows that it was longer than we expected and is so far the longest neck that we know of. So right now, the new research shows that it would have been about 49.5 feet long, or about 15.1 meters. So one of the advantages that sauropods had over other animals is their super long neck would allow them to sit in one spot and eat all the vegetation around them without moving at all. And that's how we see some get up into like the 30 and 40, 50 and 60 ton range. because they would barely have to move and they could eat all the trees in the area. So Mimetosaurus comes from Xinjiang and was first discovered in 1978 or 1987 and was described in 1993. In fresh analysis of the fossil published in the Journal of Systematic Paleontology on Wednesday, paleontologists have computerized topography scanning that wasn't widely available 3 decades ago to compare Mimetosaurus with other related sauropods unearthed in recent years. Mimetosaurids are important because they push the limits of how long a neck can be, and were the first lineage of sauropods to do so, with a 15-meter long neck. It looks like Mimetosaurus might be a record holder, at least until something larger is discovered. So basically, what they used were some CT scans and some other information that allowed them to estimate how much weight the bones in Mimetosaurus's neck could have taken to show how long it was. So one of the reasons sauropods were able to have such long necks is because their neck bones were almost completely hollow. So other than the outside. So with mammals, usually we have marrow in our bones, which is pretty dense, which means that our bones tend to be very heavy and make up most of our weight. But with Mimetosaurids, here it says 69-77% of their vertebrae's volume was air. So these huge air pockets would allow it to support thousands of pounds on its neck without too much of a problem, because the bones wouldn't make up most of the weight the muscle would. And with a lot of original depictions of sauropods, we had their neck at like a 90-degree angle. They'd be standing straight up. But some recent more accurate depictions of Mimetosaurids and other sauropods show that they would have held them kind of like at a mid-angle, like 30 to 45 degrees off the ground. So it wouldn't have been as high as we expected, but like it says here later in the article, even with that shallow of an angle, the neck's extreme length would still mean the animal's head could reach heights of around 25 to 38 feet, or 7.5 to 10 meters above the ground. The sauropods' evolutionary adaptations in gigantic size and vegetarian diets have no modern equivalent. So some of the largest vegetarians on Earth are elephants, and I think elephants are about 30 or 40 feet long, and this sauropod's neck alone would have been longer than that. And for reference, a Mimetosaurid neck of 50 feet would be about 10 feet longer than a school bus.